Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. An unedifying few days in the United States. Well, it goes back almost 3 weeks, some of Trump's policies, and obviously the roots of this in his first term. So he's abusing law enforcement, the Justice Department, as a cudgel with which to beat political opponents, having them set up investigations when there's really very little to investigate. I know you have evidence of crime and then you investigate. No, so let's it and see you lead to a person. Investigate a person just to give this person a hard time. It'll be reported in the media. People will say there's no smoke without fire. So to harass, bother, to inconvenience, possibly scare political opponents, journalists who criticize him, including his first term, John Bolton, who was his own national security advisor in the first term, who held a senior position in George W. Bush's presidency. Has been a considerable figure in the Republican Party since the 1980s, an ultra hawk. He's not to my taste. I mean, I'm not a pacifist. So I agree with the liberation of Iraq and Afghanistan, but I disagree with him sharply over Iran and things like that. But nevertheless, he shouldn't be hassled like this. The US intelligence community said there's a credible threat to his life from the Iranian intelligence services, and they do carry out web operations from abroad. Trump has withdrawn all protection from him. Why does he want him to get shot? And if not, it's also a warning to others. If you irritate me, they'll, your life will be put in jeopardy. Former Vice President Kamala Harris, who of course stood against president for the presidency against Trump last year, he's taken away her Secret Service detail to keep her alive, which former presidents, vice presidents have for life. John F. Kennedy initiated that. Now she's in terrible danger. There's something nasty to happen to her. Well, it couldn't happen to a nicer woman. So she's evil, just like Trump is evil. She gets no sympathy for me. Nevertheless, it's breaking precedent. I mean, she's a very wealthy person. She's made money from the mass murder of children, so she can afford her own protection. And so it goes on. So putting troops on the street, as from the 11th of August in Washington D.C., for example, 2,000 National Guards, mostly armed. Why? Why? There's no particular reason. Crime rates in Washington, D.C. are the lowest for 30 years. There's no particular rationale to do it now. I mean, the optics, because he's tough. Wow. And it's an overwhelmingly African-American city. Is that why he's doing it? He wants to frighten African-Americans? Is he so racialist he thinks African-Americans equal crime? No doubt some of his knuckle-dragger supporters believe that. So unfortunately, the main virtue for an American president, in the mind of public opinion, studies have shown, is toughness. But toughness often equals cruelty, militarism, throwing your weight around, bullying. What's really tough is to enter the Constitution, to uphold human rights, to do the right thing, to act proportionally, not to be stampeded by the mob, and so on. And wow, talk about an excessive use of presidential power and the overweening power of the federal government. Normally, the kind of things that make the Republican Party split blood. Oh, you and the Washington Beltway and the federal government off our backs. But when their own guy's in charge, he's doing exactly that and they're cheering him on. You notice the hypocrisy and the illogicality of it. But anyway, so there's no good reason for them to be there. So they made over 700 arrests. That doesn't prove anything. They could arrest people without any probable cause. It might have been wrongful arrest and so on. No convictions so far. And about 91 firearms seized. Wait a second, illegal firearms. The Republican Party is supposed to be against any firearms restrictions and so on. But a federal judge said one of the illegal weapon searches, some of the weapon searches, was unlawful and so on. And Trump suggests he might deploy the United States military on the streets of San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Baltimore, Maryland, New York City, Chicago. All city in Democratic hands, saying that the crime rates are skyrocketing. Well, that's not true. They're going down. So why? Is it to frighten people? Is it again because it's just this very puerile macho posturing, which appeals to some people with totalitarian tendencies? There's no need to do it. I mean, the military is the best thing, blah, blah, blah. I mean, a military is a necessary evil. I'd far prefer if there didn't need to be a military. There does need to be one. All right, we don't need to make a big song and dance about it. All right, they deserve respect. Like, they're not like superhumans. They shouldn't be excessively respected or treated with disdain. They're just people doing their job, like firemen or teachers or bin men or makeup artists or whatever. I don't know, they put their lives on the line. All right, they're always crowing about it. Fine. You wanna put yourself in danger? Go ahead. And so on. So is it unconstitutional? The governor I think it's Illinois said so. J.B. Pritzker says undermining democracy. And how would Republicans feel if a Democrat president did the same? They certainly wouldn't be approving. Wow. So, but wait a second. Using the military to crush dissent, to frighten people, demonstrators, are they going to get shot? And you're not supposed to use the military for policing purposes. That's not what they're trained to do. If there's huge scale rioting, you might think it was the right thing to do. Anyway, so he's trying to get rid of the governor of the Federal Reserve, Lisa Cook. She's the first African American to hold that office. I think she's the first woman to hold the office as well, claiming that she committed fraud in her mortgage. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah. Because Trump is really one for financial probity with his fraudulent Trump University, which wasn't even a university. TDS, what's that? By the way, thanks for keeping the comments coming live. Trump going bankrupt all those times. Wow. Trump with his massive scale tax evasion. Trump will never reveal his tax return, which I know he's not legally obliged to. Wow. Wow. Staggering and sickening. Trump with a conviction on 23 counts of what was it, that fraud in York to do with the election, electoral fraud. Anyway, it's nauseating but unsurprising. Now, partly he hates Lisa Cook because she's told the plain truth. Virtually every economist has said that his policies are causing inflation. They are injurious to the US economy. These tariffs, the retaliatory tariffs for other countries, very, very bad news. He sacked various inspectors generals of up to 17 watchdogs. Wow. So anyone who is not a craven Trump sycophant is going to be dismissed. And then just about 9 days ago, there was that raid before dawn, the Federal Bureau of Investigation breaking into the home and office of John Bolton. Okay, you want to search it. Why do you need to do it when he's in bed? I mean, he's not dangerous. Because Bolton published some memoirs, all was cleared by whatever the federal authorities. He wasn't giving away any state secrets, but no, you're leaking secrets. But Trump is the guy who was always leaking secrets, blurting out classified intelligence, I think, to the Russians when the Israelis had given it to him. Trump derangement syndrome. No, Trump is deranged. He's clearly senile. Alzheimer's. There were symptoms of pre-Alzheimer's there for about 10 years. His father died of Alzheimer's. It is hereditary, which doesn't guarantee that every child will get it, and so on. And so it goes on because he's slurring his words, he's confused, he's disorientated, he can't cope with steps. Many, many, many symptoms of these. How he's delusional, calling himself the chosen one. He's got these messianic fantasies. He's always been an egotist, a megalomaniac. It's sickening. Wow. And people have somehow normalized it because Trump has been in politics for about 10 years. People forget just how grotesque, unprecedented, bizarre, and unbelievable this is. It's like boiling a frog. People have grown accustomed to his very dangerous, moronic behavior, his insanity. Wow. His incipient senile dementia. So he always wants to exact vengeance upon those who criticized him. Adam Schiff, Democratic politician, Letitia James, and other people like that. So projecting power, frightening people, troops in the streets, you could get shot, something like that. Sounds like I'm describing Irish politicians. Which ones? I mean, obviously savage Irish politicians. They're terrorists like Gerard Adams, an oppressor, a racist, a sectarian, a paedophile facilitator. He knew that his brother had sexually abused his daughter. Gerard Adams then arranged for his brother to work at an orphanage in Romania, putting him in position to sexually abuse more children, and so on. Yeah, Trump will marry his horse. Well, I mean, at least the horse would be sane and intelligent by comparison. Wow, it doesn't look a very happy Martin Harris, evil, evil, monstrous bastard and imbecile. Probably not quite as idiotic as Trump. Trump who can't read at an adult level. Wow, staggering. To think when Danforth Quayle couldn't spell potato, he was laughed out of politics as a dimwit. Sarah Palin, it was thought to be unacceptable because she was lacking in gray matter, and now sunk as low as Trump. An absolute moron. He's just the pits. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallis7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.